You're listening to the Secrets of Healthcare Marketing Podcast. How will Trump's presidency affect the Affordable Care Act in your practice? Should you create a concierge practice and stop taking insurance? What are the best, brightest, and most successful healthcare professionals doing to stay competitive in their practices? What can you do to provide top-notch healthcare without having to see one patient every 4 minutes just to stay afloat? You need to discover how to have a thriving practice, regardless of changes in the law, insurance, medical billing codes, and other obstacles that get in your way. And now, here's your host, Richard Jacobs.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Secrets of Healthcare Marketing Podcast, brought to you by Concierge Healthcare Marketing. Today, I want to talk about insurance and what's going to happen in 2017. This is a bit up in the air with Trump becoming the president and Obamacare collapsing. The Affordable Care Act is a mess, as you know. Who knows what's going to happen? But there are ways that you can protect and insulate yourself against whatever happens. And here's one of them, is start to go cash on even a small percentage of your practice. And here's a couple reasons why. Now, as you know, insurance, you have to have staff to take care of all the paperwork. Oftentimes, you know, we see offices where there's one doc and three staff members because of all the insurance that has to be dealt with, all the paperwork, the compliance, and everything. So when you have more staff members than healthcare providers, that's not a good thing. And it means that patients may not be getting the best care that they can get because so much time and energy and money has to go to all the staff to help with paperwork, with insurance. Another thing with insurance is that, you know, claims take a while and they can be clawed back even if you do the right thing. If you code everything correctly, if you submit the claim, you know, Medicare and other insurance companies are notorious for sitting on claims for months and months and months, you know, often a year, sometimes more, then paying out maybe half the claim, you know, maybe 50% of your money after a year of waiting, and you're earning no interest on that money. And you're getting no money in from that particular claim at that time to help you keep your practice afloat. So insurance is a real pain, and you know, no one needs to tell you that. Now compare it to the cash client. They come in, there's no copay, but they do pay for the visit with a debit card. And if you calculate how much you actually net from an average insurance client that takes a year, and if you calculate the staff hours involved and the paperwork and the time and the money and the salaries and all that, and you compare the two, you may find that, let's say you charge, on average you get, I'm just going to pull a number out of the air, $1,000 for a given case with insurance, but it takes you, again, a year to get it, and you're getting, you know, it should be $2,000, but you're getting $1,000. And then you compare it to offering someone a cash discount. You know, normally this procedure would be $2,000, but it'll be $700 if you're able to pay today with your debit or credit card in full. So there's no waiting for that money. There's barely any paperwork needed except, you know, basic documentation and, you know, HIPAA compliance. And you get the money right up front. And there's no frustration. There's no clawbacks. There's none of that stuff. And the patient gets the care they need. And you don't have to dither with recommending to a specialist or not being able to do so, necessary diagnostic tests or not being able to do so, those kinds of things. So if you compare the two scenarios, the patient gets better care. They get more of your attention. They get your relaxed, focused attention because you know that you're going to make money on this and you're going to make it soon. It helps ease the worry of current and future bills. It helps lessen the administrative burden. And it's a win-win for everybody. Now, I'm not saying jump in and convert everything to cash overnight because there are a lot of factors involved. But you want to start looking at it. What slice of your patients would be most amenable to doing this? And run the numbers. Run the numbers on your typical patient. What do you actually net in your account and how much effort and time and money went into netting that? And then compare that to a cash price you could offer where you still make money. Maybe you don't make quite as much. Maybe you do. But because of the time factor and all the other factors, maybe you make more. And you may be shocked at how little you can charge someone and still make the same money you would have made with less headache. You really would be shocked. I've spoken to doctors that have concierge practices. Some of them charge as little as $100 a month for full care a general practitioner where you can go see them and call them when you want. They have, let's say 500 patients total in their practice. They're all cash. They charge very little, small fees. Some of them even approach copay amounts, and they still do fantastically well, and they're lean and mean and happy. So something for you to consider. So if you want help to turn part or all of your practice into a concierge cash practice and save your sanity, give us a call or go to the website, concierge-healthcare-marketing.com. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Healthcare Marketing podcast with Richard Jacobs. If you've decided it's time to take your practice to the next level, to gain more patients, better patients, or provide extensive better healthcare to the patients you already have, and you're thinking about going to concierge cash practice route, or if you just want to improve your marketing, contact us at conciergehealthcare.marketing.